Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 7 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 6 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 7 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 7 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 11 degrees.
WARCY from me.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 11 degrees.
WARCY from WAFU.
Is it cold out?
Balmy and sunny here.
Balmy, I like that.
Yeah, it's amazing what a couple miles can do. So are you there yet?
No, I'm just rolling now. I've got to drop down and grab Donald. So I'm about... Five or so out.
And I'm just gonna stop and get gas. Everybody's getting there earlier and earlier.
Yeah, I'm normally, this is a little ahead of schedule. I got up early and, figure what the hell. Oh man, anyhow.
Yeah, save me a spot. Alright, I should be there about 10, or more like 15 probably, stopping for the gas. Let's see what Costco's at now. It keeps dropping. See you there, AVP.
Oh, we'll see you there. save you a spot. W8FU.
NHKBP going to Lansing today.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 15 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 21 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 28 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny, 32 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 32 degrees.
Hey, you doing?
Programming my TYT and figure out how to do it manually without the computer. So I just reprogrammed Richmond in there.
I've got a MD380, it's a 390 actually. It's pretty much impossible to front panel program that thing. I put MB380 tools on it, and it lets you kind of do it temporarily, but I don't think it lets you save it, but it is what it is.
Well, Captain Dunn put open GD77 on. This is an MD380, UV380, and with open GD77 on it. So I went to Richmond, hit my green button and said channel details. I went to it and went down to the frequency and hand typed it in there, hit the green button, and here I am.
That's right. Sean had to change the frequency, didn't he? Well, mine does that open GD, whatever, the open GD77. I kind of phased it out. I didn't really use DMR that much, and ended up getting a Motorola so I can roam on the MI5.
Yeah, I have to cheat. I use an open spot through a 4G cell modem that I purchased and put a chip in it. And it does just a trick, because sometimes I'm not around Detroit where I can jump on 51. So I'll use, 31261 through the open spot.
Yeah, I use my hotspot when I'm at home. I'm like perfectly in the the null of like three different repeaters, not quite getting to me. Maybe eventually.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just tune it over to my open spot and then hit right there to Network One or whatever. I think it's like 31261 through open spot. And just key into that. I use it more often than I do actually hitting the repeaters.
Yeah, my experience with digital modes is everybody hops on them when it's all fresh and new, and then kind of fizzles out and everybody's back in analog.
Sorry, I had to go to a phone call real quick. Yeah, I just find it easier with the open spot, especially when I'm driving around. I just plug it all in and let it do its thing.
Yeah, my hotspot stays at home. Just doesn't swap networks very well, so it's kind of as easy as leave it at home and not worry about it. It's usually kind of like when I was out on the repeater, so it didn't, at least for what I bought it for. So it was kind of just became a homebody.
Yeah, I went to Kalamazoo yesterday, but I hitched a ride with a coworker, so we only took one work van, and I left all my equipment in my van at his house, so wasn't on the radio at all yesterday. This is my first hit in 2 days.
Yesterday, or Thursday, when I talked to you, that was the last transmission on that antenna. I went to the parking garage, it hit one of the signs and snapped the antenna.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I've had good luck with antennas this year. It's the second one I've killed. The first one was my 800 antenna. I went to go pull the mag mount off the roof, and usually I just grab the base of the antenna and pop it up, and the magnet was stronger than the antenna and just snapped it right off the base.
I blew it back on there and just put the ground plane and a screw into the body frame. There you go.
Yeah, that one was, they got like a little pot metal nut that they put in there that the spring for the NMO goes into, and you just, where the threads were, just snap that pot metal, and just, it was done. But, yeah, the, the other one there has no spring on it, so it was kind of short enough that if I hit anything, it was it just would, you know, bend the whip and be fine. But I think I might need to get the version that has a spring on the base.
Yeah, mine are they look like cell antennas. They're dual banders. You look at a cell antenna, it's about 19 inches. Makes it just above my ladder rack, and getting into, you know, like a car, an automatic car wash, it just barely scrapes the top of it. So I'm safe.
Yeah, that's basically what I have now. It's just a single quarter wave. I had a half wave that I really like that antenna. I've been using that one for years, but just got to get out and fold it over to get in the parking garage and at work. And just, you know, it's got to stop in the middle of the road and get out and fold it over. And just isn't exactly ideal. It was kind of nice to sacrifice a little bit of performance for not having to get out of the car.
Yeah, that's why I did it. I was looking at other ones through DX. I'm like, no, I'm just going to stick with the, I got the MR77. So it's a quarter 5/8, quarter on 2 meter and 5/8 on 440. And I get a little bit more of a gain on it. It does just what I need it to do. I don't want to go too fancy on my work van because then somebody's going to say, oh, fancy antenna means fancy radio.
Yep, yep, that's basically what this one is. It's a Comet SBB2. And, the other one I had was the SBB5, which that one folds over, and the SBB2 is just fixed. And they have another version that's still a quarter 5/8 that has a spring in the bottom that's not fixed.
Well, that'll work. And I said, I'll get something later. And I said, I got the mag mount, so I can just unscrew the little one and put on a better one.
Yeah, that's nice to be able to do that. That's what I would kind of do when I go up north to do the snow drift. You need a little bit more gain, so and there's no parking garage, so I'll pull out the SPV5 and use that. And I made a J-pole that I can get up in the air if I need to get into that repeater, because you get in some of those little valleys and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, I'll get something better, you know, in a couple years or something like that, once I save up some more coinage. So I buy everything as coinage. And so the one that I got, it does the trick, so it's all that matters to me.
Yeah, as long as it gets you on the air, it's what it takes. yeah, it just gets the job done.
If it's enough to get me on the FBI network when I travel across over to the website and use those repeaters and annoy Sean and Wally and all them, then I'm good to go.
Yeah, this one I can take pretty much the end of the Holly machine, and then once I'm there, I can switch over to the 2.6 and take that all the way into work.
Yeah, I got to do some more programming in mine and get some more repeaters in there. I got a good portion of them, but not all of them.
Yeah, that's the nice thing I like about the ICOMs, that you can load every repeater in there. good to have more in there. It's as long as it doesn't get to be too much of a problem, you'll get them where you're scanning and out of range and start causing nuisances. But you set it up right, you can kind of bank it out and not have to, and you can shut them on and off.
Yeah, I'm still programming my Alinco. I think there's a way to do a bank setting on it. I just haven't figured it out yet. So I just spin the dial until I get to where I need to go. I'm like, oh, Mayville, that's where I need to be. So I go to that one, and I chat out there, or Mayville. Whatever one's close, Flint. I use repeater book and just watch as it updates, but then Sean sent me a list also through Messenger. KGO Freddy.
Yeah, it's most of them I've seen. It's by the hundreds in the channel. So, like 1 through 100, I'll be Bank One, and 100, or I guess 0 through 99, I'll be Bank One, and 100 to 199, I'll be Bank Two. And, usually, just by the numbers.
Gotcha. Well, I gotta jump because I'm gonna be getting ready to leave. My Christmas party is tonight. And I have to help my wife pick up something nice to wear. So I'll say 73 on your final. This is KCA. Take care.
Alrighty, I'm glad I'm at destination too, so 73 is
ABY. KCA, KGO, Kudu out.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 31 degrees.
10AWGL monitor.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 30 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly cloudy. 28 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly cloudy. 29 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees.
KF8BOT listening.
Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees.
KFA BOT listening.
Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Updated weather. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory.
Kilo Quebec 4, Victor Tango Papa, monitoring. Wait, why does it say flying deer?
Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory.